Phil Wayne's always wanted a pretty girl to introduce his segment.
Swing.
Absolutely wicked.
So here I am. It's time for Phil and this month's Market Scope on the DX Audio Service.
WFIL-FM.
Harpster. Hi, DXers. Welcome to the DX Audio Service for April 2012. Once again, we've searched through the AirCheck library, which is hundreds and hundreds of cassettes packed into storage totes, and found some old radio to share with all the radio nuts out there. This month's gem is from August 27, 1984, and features the NRC's old friend, Bob Savage. I sincerely hope you enjoy this as much as John Malachy does.
This may be the last day of your vacation, but we're stretching those 96 days of summer just a little bit further, just for you. A half hour of continuous hit music, including your chance to call on and win, is just moments away. 2:51 now with Bob Savage.
Put those bags anywhere and turn on the light. I'll make some lunch.
Okay!
Hey, great shave, but why am I wanted?
To take me out tonight, you big, beautiful quarterback.
And I thought I made the passes.
The Schick disposable beats them both.
WHGA.
The Savage Show. Hi.
I think you're Diamond Girl by Sylvia Cross.
Be scared, it's just ZZ Top. Now listen for Somebody's Baby, as in Jackson Braun, because when you hear it, I'm going to take the 11th caller at 333-HITS to win Hong Kong points on a curve. All part of the 96 days of summer. Here's John Waite, WHTX.
Every time I think of you,
half hour hour of continuous hit music on Air Radio 96. WHTX Denardo weather-wide by Jiminy's. A nice afternoon. The high of 82, tonight down to 60. Tomorrow, clouds and afternoon thunder showers possible with a high of 82 once again. It is 79 now, and the Dubs. Minute by Minute. WHTX.
Jackson Brown, Somebody's Baby.
You're a wiener.
I don't believe it.
Yes, you got yourself Wang Chung's Points on a Curve album.
All right.
Thank you for calling into Winter. Dan Dernach from Monongahela. WHTX Corey Hart.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Corey Hart for your dining and dancing pleasure, and Sunglasses at Night from First Offense, the album there, see. 3:20, it's the Savage. Who are you going to call? Crystal Gale, next.
It's not so ordinary, it's totally unique, extraordinary. It's in a class all by itself. Verner's is a one of a kind.
Verner, it's the one of a kind.
The 96 days of summer continue with more summer fun. The winning is easy.
Well, I just heard Ghostbusters.
Hey, great. You're the correct caller and my winner.
There's more hit music.
Hey, baby, I'm just a bastard.
With more. more of your favorite superstars.
I've asked our promoter to end the mail order ticket system as soon as possible.
Summertime in Pittsburgh. And the 96 days of summer are far from over. We've got much more, more fun for you on the Amazing FM. We're Hit Radio 96.
WHTX.
For riding around in your pick-em-up truck with one white wall tire and your Easy Rider gun rack with room for not one but three of your favorite rifles, why, it's that Crystal Gale girl. Gonna make your face break out.
Don't know when I've been so blue.
WHTX.
Don't know what's come over you. You found someone.
FM.
3:30 WHTX with Bob Savage and the British Crown Colony of Wang Chung. And where they make all those radios.
Take your baby by the hand. Make it do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel. And do the next thing that you feel. Dance all day long.
The boss, except don't call him that to his face because he doesn't like it. Bruce Springsteen from Born in the USA, WHTX.
And thank you for your support of the DX Audio Service and Market Scope over the last 27 years. And remember, if you'd like to help us out and help profile your hometown radio stations, send your tapes or discs to me, Phil Wayne, at 7545 County Highway 71, Harpster, Ohio, 43323. 9364. All of us in the DX Audio Service would be most grateful. Now it's Fred, and he's got the musings from the members queued up and ready to go.
WPLO-FM.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry in Eugene, Oregon, and I've got a little tip. I don't know how many of you have heard of TuneIn.com, no hyphen, just spelled out. I've always used Radio Locator. TuneIn, it's a great site for getting on to radio stations online. Anyway, I've always used Radio Locator. The Locator is great for if you want to browse through a particular city or area and find out what's there. If you know what you want and know the call letters, then TuneIn.com is better. There was one station that I couldn't get on from Locator, and the website was hopeless. But I tried TuneIn.com, and it was right there. That's all for now. 73s, everyone.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is March 1st. Got my audio service tape. I want to respond to Wayne Ryan. WDNV, finally, I guess somebody got after them, and they are now operating as they are supposed to, signing off when they're supposed to, signing on at the normal time. But from February 13th through the 23rd, they were on 24/7 full power, interfering with WLW Cincinnati. I called WLW twice. The second time, the guy that answered the phone was very angry, wanted to know the station and what they were doing, told him to call letters, looked it up in his log, and said, yes, they are supposed to go off. It'll be very interesting to see if WDNV gets fined for staying on after they're supposed to go off. They are a daytime station only. I don't know if they have any authority for post-sunset, but from February 13th through the 23rd, they acted like they were a 24/7 station. I'd like to know, if they do get fined, what will the fine be?
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri, and there's been a format change on 1660 in Kansas City. I'd heard that they were supposed to drop the classical music format that they've been doing for years and go to a business format on March 5th. And on Friday previous to that, on the 2nd, that evening late, I was hearing some Bloomberg programming already, so I'm not sure when they actually started. Most of the time, that station skips over me here. I'm about 125 miles away, so I guess I'm in their skip zone at night for the most part. Anyway, they are supposed to be doing some Bloomberg programming and some Wall Street Journal programming and apparently some locally originated stuff as well. But no more classical music in Kansas City on the radio. It's business radio. And I'm not sure if the call letters are KXTR, which they were, I think, for a long time, or maybe it's KUDL. I saw something to the effect online that those might be their calls. Anyway, KUDL is an old call that's been around Kansas City for a long time, too. All right, that's it from here.
Hi, this is Mike in Aventura, Florida now. It's part of North Miami Beach, a separate suburb. I have a question. Why is it that talk radio is now dealing with cutting down callers such as Rush Limbaugh, and talk radio is not doing any open phones or light talk anymore? You do not hear that much of it. The talk host has the say, and it gets very nasty. Or when he wants phone calls, they don't take everybody. If you have a good comment, the producer will say, what do you want to say? And if he thinks the comment isn't a good comment, we'll take that under advisement and just hang up and be very nasty. Why is it that talk radio has become to that? Whatever happened to just good old-fashioned American talk radio, where talk hosts were friendly and outgoing and understanding, and they would listen to the callers? That's what I would like to know.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, it was announced this morning, March 16th, Friday, Bell Media is buying out Astro Media. Astro Media owns the most radio stations of any corporation in Canada. So this is quite big business. Of course, Bell is a big player, too. Them and Rogers have combined to buy Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, which controls the Toronto Maple Leafs and Toronto Raptors hockey and basketball teams. Within the last week, we've had a major problem with the Skywave at night because of a solar flare. It's been very difficult to get the stations that we're used to getting. I hope that this isn't going to last very much longer.
Yes, Mark Jones in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Congratulations again, Fred, and all of you for another great year of the DX Audio Service. WABB, longtime top 40 station, and as far as I can think, I believe this is the longest-running continuous top 40 station in the nation, having started back on AM in the late 50s and then moved to FM in the 70s, and they're no more. The K-Love people, educational media, bought it out, and it's gone. Also, in our area, WQBC 1420 has been silent for a couple of years now, and they're not coming back. They have no antenna or transmitter any longer. The KBYO that was mentioned over in Tallulah, Louisiana on 1360 is also gone. They haven't been on the air but for a few days since I've even been in Vicksburg, and that's been 7 years. Okay, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The telephone number is area code 419-741-0205. 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. Keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Well, Mike, you must have been reading the Richards on the Radio blog from back on March the 21st, because your comments kind of parallel what was written in the blog. This blog entry is titled, A Rarity in Radio, and I'd like to read it. How do you describe good art or bad art? Good music or bad music? More important, how do you distinguish between good radio and bad radio? Now that's easy. When my wife and I travel together in the car, she is always mad at me. The reason is my never-ending switching the radio from one station to another station, sampling what is on the air. In this age of cookie-cutter, angry voice AM radio, one diamond protrudes from the pile of coal. It's a station from Canada, formerly known as the Big Eight. Many of us old guys remember the Big Eight, CKLW, in the old rock and roll days. In October of 1984, the Big Eight died a miserable death. One friend who worked there described it as like having cancer and just waiting for death to come. The cancer, better known as the CRTC, laid waste to the station by prohibiting CKLW to take the pop music format to FM. I was working in Detroit radio at the time, and hearing of the bloodbath with staff and management being let go was hard even for those of us who looked at CKLW with some reverence as the godfather of Detroit rock radio stations. That's old history now, but it's not often that a station gets a second life. About a year ago, I rediscovered CKLW. AM for me has been a vast wasteland of angry voices and hosts shouting over callers. I can't listen to angry people shouting and using bad language. Last year, I was driving to southern Illinois and was on US 69 just south of Fort Wayne, Indiana. As I fiddled with my search button on the radio, it locked up on CKLW. There was Mike and Lisa on the morning show, talking about their local ball teams and what was happening around Windsor. Although this was Canadian talk radio and had no relevance to a United States citizen, their show was entertaining and easy to listen to. Mike Kaycook and Lisa Williams host The Morning Drive from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Lisa just celebrated her 25th year on CKLW, which is quite a feat in today's radio arena. Steve Bell does the news, and Arms Boomenlag makes an appearance with traffic. Arms also hosts the noon show following Lynn Martin from 9 a.m. to noon. What impressed me about Mike and Lisa is they are always pleasant, cordial to callers, positive, and upbeat. If you think this is not unique, listen to your radio. I dare you. Listen to The Morning Drive, then tune around and listen to other shows, and tell me of another station that sounds as good. Seriously, I like to know. Most of the morning shows I listen to are putting people down or mocking callers. I can honestly say that in over a year of listening to CKLW, I've never heard one angry exchange out of their mouths, nor a single negative comment. It's a class act all the way. When speaking to my clients about their announcer's delivery, Mike and Lisa's names always come up. I say listen to them. Listen to their delivery. Listen to how they promote their community. Listen to how they talk and interact with callers. That's how radio should be. Some get it, others don't. After all, radio today is somewhat of a pack mentality. If you have bullies behind the microphone on Station A, then Station B needs to get a bigger and better bully. I'm glad to see that CKLW and their morning show takes the high road. I don't have any clients in Ontario, and I doubt I have any readers there, but just in case someone from Bell Media reads this, you have struck gold with Mike and Lisa. You have something unique in radio, and that's rare today. It's radio as it should be. And that was on the tips column posted by Ed Richards on Richards on the Radio blog from March the 21st of 2012. Now here's Dave Alpert with part two of the AM Switch.
Thanks. Picking up where we left off. Where were we now? Oh, yes. License cancellations, call letters deleted. Get out your big eraser now because here they come. The application for 800 in Kinnick Fairview, Alaska has been deleted. 900 CKMO Victoria, British Columbia. The license has been canceled and the call letter deleted. Their programming, as we mentioned earlier, continues to be streamed on the internet. Visit them at www.village900.ca and scroll down to listen. 1060 KOFY Gilmer, Texas. License canceled. Call deleted. Look for these calls to be picked up by someone. 1160 KHFT in Chugiak, Alaska is now gone. 1260 WNWK Newark, Delaware. License canceled. Call deleted. 1320 KWLW Keystone, Colorado is gone. The CP for the new station on 1400 in Middletown, New York was never built and is now deleted from the FCC database. 1450 in Brooklyn, Georgia, WQOT no longer has a license. 1450 WCIK in Blue Lake, California has been denied a petition for reconsideration for license renewal and call letters have been deleted. 1490 WIKC in Bogalusa, Louisiana has now been taken out of the FCC database. And finally, let's catch up on the gossip with Here and There. Returning to the airwaves, we have KMUL 830 Farwell, Texas, returning with oldies, calling themselves Rocket 980. KSEW 950 Seward, Alaska returns to the air with Adult Contemporary as Seward's New Phoenix. WSDX 1130 Brazil, Indiana is back on with sports from ESPN. KXIQ 1180 Terrell, Arkansas back with classic country. KSDT 1320 Hemet, California turns the transmitter back on with a rhythmic CHR format. Mega. KRCM 1380 Shenandoah, Texas returns to the air with Spanish Religion as Radio Vida. WTIX 1410 Concord, North Carolina returns with classic country as Country Legends 1410. KSTN 1420 Stockton, California returns with Boss Oldies Station. Updating something we said on the other side of the tape, WZRK 1550 Lake Geneva, Wisconsin is back after reporting to the FCC they had experienced copper theft from their ground system. WNTF 1580 Bithlo, Florida returns with Spanish Religion. WRJE 1600 Dover, Delaware changing their format to regional Mexican as Sabrosa Radio. Reported as silent, as previously reported, WNOV 860 Milwaukee, Wisconsin remains off due to a dispute with a time broker, they say. Also, their FM translator on 102.5 has been cited as causing interference to co-channel WNWC FM in Madison. WCER 900 Canton, Ohio is silent. So is WSBX 1020 Okolochne, Georgia. WIHY 1110 Hurricane, West Virginia. WKAJ 1120, St. Johnsville, New York, had a CP to build a new station, but time ran out, and the FCC deleted the station from its database. Now, after the owners asked for reconsideration of the ruling, the FCC has denied reinstatement, so that station's four-tower array has to be dismantled. Also, silent, WPLX 1180, Terrell, Arkansas, KTSN 1340, Elko, Nevada, KCOX 1350, Jasper, Texas, and WLLM 1370 in Lincoln, Illinois is off due to an electrical fire at the studios, which also affects their translator station, W287BP 105.3 in Marion. Let's see how busy the FCC was with enforcement actions. WJTB 1040 Elyria, Ohio, a $10,000 fine for failing to maintain a management and staff presence at its main studio location. KULF 1090 Belleville, Texas, a daytime-only station, fined $4,000 for operating after sunset. WFGN 1180 Gaffney, South Carolina, a $4,600 fine for failing twice to file for license renewal in a timely manner and subsequent unauthorized operation. WIPC 1280 Lake Wales, Florida, $4,000 for not switching to nighttime power and antenna pattern. WNFO 1430 Sun City, Hilton Head, South Carolina, fined $25,000 for failing to have a locked fence around the base of their antenna, failure to install an operational emergency alert system, and failure to maintain and make available a public inspection file. The owner of the tower used by WRRE 1460 in Juncos, Puerto Rico, was fined $4,500 for failure to notify the FCC of a change in ownership of the tower. And WPAM 1450, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, fined $10,000 for failing to maintain and make available the quarterly issues and programs list in the local public inspection file. Now some news items. NBC News and Dial Global are partnering to offer a new 24-hour radio news network with a familiar brand, NBC News Radio. The service will include live simulcasts of breaking news from NBC and MSNBC, as well as reports from NBC News correspondents, including Chuck Todd, Andrea Mitchell, Pete Williams, and Lisa Myers. Anchor Brian Williams and Meet the Press host David Gregory will also be featured. As Dial Global launches the new NBC network, it is dropping distribution of CNN Radio. All Access has confirmed with CNN that they'll cease production of the radio network beginning April 1st, but will continue to create original audio news content for other distribution channels, including CNN News Source, the CNN Wire, and CNN.com, plus web and mobile applications. A spokesman told All Access that while there may be staff reductions as a result of the change, no on-air staff will be affected. VOA is celebrating 70 years. Current and past U.S. international broadcasting officials were in Washington recently to salute the Voice of America on its 70th anniversary, among them Walter Roberts, at age 95, last surviving member of the group that organized the first broadcast to Germany during World War II. VOA went on the air February 1st, 1942. And here's an AM Switch factoid. This week marks the 85th anniversary of the predecessor to the FCC, then known as the Federal Radio Commission. With thanks to Bill Dvorak, Sean Axelrod, Jerry Conkling, Tim Noonan, Wayne Heinen, Tom Janinski, Dave Schmidt, Al Tobia, All Access, Radio World Online, and Upper Midwest Broadcasting. I'm Dave Alpert. Thanks for listening to a long AM switch.
Thanks, Dave. Now for the WRTH giveaway. Wayne Heinen writes he had to change the drawing a little because he had some people who included their request to enter the contest in an envelope that had to be opened because it wasn't labeled WRTH drawing and it contained their renewal check. In these hard economic times, he can understand their reasoning. So the names were typed on a piece of paper, cut into strips, and placed in a convenient two-cup measuring cup. And Wayne's wife, Joan, who is certainly a disinterested third party when it comes to WRTHs, selected the two winners. And they are Wells Perkins of New Jersey. You indicated Meteorite, so when Wayne receives your $3 for packing and postage, he'll ship it off to you. And our second winner is Garrett Donley of Michigan. And we've made arrangements with Garrett on the phone to get his WRTH to him. Congratulations, and we'll see about doing it again next year if we have extra copies of the 2013 WRTH available. Well, before we wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service, I just want to take a few moments and thank everyone for your support and all the kind letters and stuff that you send us and some phone calls and emails and such. It all means a lot to us, and I really appreciate it. And as this is our anniversary edition, I thought I'd wrap up the April edition with something different. For the last couple months, I've been taking old tapes and getting the audio off of them and putting them onto CDs, so I thought I'd put together a little jingle montage for you as we wrap up this edition. We'll see you next month, 73, in Good DX.
Two of the beautiful things about Winnipeg: the Museum of Man and Nature and
Stereo CKYFM.
CHSC St. Catharines.
Fun is
KJR Seattle Channel 95.
Especially for you,
1590
WSMA.
Remember the old days? Used to buy our favorite records, put them on the old gramophone. Today we hear all our favorite music right here on 1150 KVIL.
WAPE plays the heavy.
WTOP 1380, Winston-Salem.
The music's on us. WZOO. St. Louis, Missouri,
KLFY-TV, Channel 10, Lafayette.
If it's going up, it's going up, WKBW.
This is the big country giant,
WWOL Radio Buffalo.
Cut three. One, two, two, two.
Harry West, 14 KQB.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. We're giving Harry a lot to work with here.
Cut three. One, two, two, two.
Harry West, 14 KQB.
1260 WNDR. That's Big D. The London Sound. Wonderful
music
means B-I-T-L.
WIBG Radio 99, Philadelphia.
Saturday afternoon, play golf or go out fishing, and wherever you go, tune your radio to WTOD 1560. More and more people hear more and more music on WTTO, we know 50. You're cute to the good life. WNAQ 670.
Good morning, today is made for you. Sit tight and you'll be right with WTMA in Charleston.
WABC 77.
WDGY Tall American
Twin Cities
American Forces Radio.
WTTL in Madisonville from Kentucky.
That's about all the jingles I can fit on the tape, so we'll see you in May with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.